This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And I think the big issue, and this is one of the last times that I'll talk about this relative to the Cantrell administration, she's an activist. Activists approach things in a much different way than change agents, than people that just want to get in the trenches and manage through the problems, identify them, provide remedial action. They have a much different strategy. In fact, we're seeing some of this, and I'll use this to pivot to the next topic. We're seeing some of this relative to the immigration. Though the immigration activists are not going to go away. You're seeing more and more articles being written about this as to whether or not they're going to be diminished one way or the other. It's not happening. Because if that's their core belief, if that makes up the center of their ideology, as an activist, what do you go speak on behalf of and try and influence if your core issue goes away? It's a huge problem. That's why they don't ever go away. They might go underground for a little while, but they're coming back. The next opportunity that they have to sensationalize one thing or another, they'll be back. And that's what we're seeing in Minneapolis today. And the elected officials there are falling prey to a lot of what's being said and done. I mean, I just find a level of hypocrisy just almost too much, right? And a lot of what they're doing is truly a bridge too far. You had the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, actually filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security. You've had the mayor in Minneapolis talking about how this has been an overreach. This action has been too disproportionate. You're seeing 10, 15, 20, and he says up to 50 officers going to try to arrest one individual. But what he doesn't say, and he says that there are other ways that to bring about safety and security in his city of Minneapolis, and I would agree, there truly is. Honor ICE detainers. The roughly 400, 500, 600 that you have in jail right now, with criminal backgrounds, with criminal violations, some who've been sentenced, some awaiting trial, would much rather be deported. Turn them over. Then they don't have to go look for these people when you release them, because release, 400 or 500. The number has been as high as 600. How does that contribute to the safety and security of the people in your city? It does not. You speak with tongue. And then they don't have to bring as many officers as well. If you would agree to allow the Minneapolis Police Department, the Minnesota State Police, and others to provide backup for the federal officials. You see, they're having to fulfill multiple functions because basically they're out there on an island on their own. They have to protect their front side. They have to protect their backside. We have the activists out there that you're willing to do little or nothing with. There are story after story after story of people calling in who have nothing to do with anything on this issue, who are being stopped and blocked on the main travel portion of the main arterial highways in Minneapolis and throughout Minnesota, begging local police to come out and move these people off the street so they can drive to go pick up their kids, they can drive to go to work, they can go about their business. But they feel like their safety is being compromised because you're not willing to do what's necessary because you fear whether or not that particular action is going to be characterized as assisting ICE. You are a damn coward. And nobody's talking about the risk that these men and women who take an oath to uphold the Constitution and laws of the United States, which is what this is, that you're not willing to support them, you're not willing to help them, you're just willing to sacrifice them. They are, in your view, an accepted casualty in the fight against illegal immigration. And that's what this is. That's what's outlined in the law. Is that this is a fight against illegal immigration. Plain and simple. Without a structure, without laws that will be enforced, that whole segment of laws is useless. Doesn't stand for anything. Doesn't mean anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So what's next, if not this? What next group of activists are going to embrace some other body of law that they don't particularly like, that they are going to basically threaten and cajole public officials who are will not consume political capital, get all wrapped up in their ideological knot, and do nothing again? So then we can just chalk one up for another body of laws. So how many? How many times do we have to go down this path before we realize that we are on an incredibly slippery slope? If you want to affect change, you elect people to go to Congress that are willing to consume political capital, that are willing to take a stand, willing to band together, willing to compromise, and willing to reform whatever it is that you're trying to reform. Going out on the streets and throwing stuff at federal law enforcement officials, spitting on them, standing in their way, bum-rushing hotels because you believe that they may have rented some rooms to some federal law enforcement officials, and then what are you going to do? When you get hurt, you get shot with pepper spray, paintballs or otherwise, or rubber bullets, or whatever it may be, that they're using, and then you're going to go out and talk to the media and complain after you violated innocent third parties' hotels, tried to gain access to their lobby, access to their room so that you can go what? Challenge a federal law enforcement official? Really? But we don't hear anybody calling out this conduct, this behavior, and how contrary this is to just the principle of adhering to and honoring laws in this country. No, we've created a special class. Because this has become the social issue that's vogue. This was like the summer of love with the BLM riots. I mean, it's a repeat show. We've got NGOs, not-for-profits, abusing federal dollars, stealing money, defrauding the taxpayers in both cases, defrauding contributors to 501c3s, buying houses in the Caribbean, living the lifestyles of the rich and famous, doing nothing as it relates to the primary mission of BLM. The same thing here as it relates to these immigrant groups. And just rewind. Let's watch the show all over. When are we going to learn that none of this is going to actually work? So Ellison files a lawsuit and he complains that this violates the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment is simply that the federal government can't really compel, just try to simplify this, state government to do things and administer federal regulatory programs or things of that nature, federal laws, unless otherwise stated in the Constitution. Now, a lot of people go grab the Constitution and they read the words and they say, you see, it's right here. But they don't look at any of the case law of the U.S. Supreme Court. That kind of changes things as it relates to enumerated powers of the federal government and things of that nature. The Constitution doesn't specifically mention immigration, right? It mentions naturalization. But over the years, there's been a series of cases that have moved through the Supreme Court, and the court has consistently said that immigration is a federal power, otherwise known as a plenary power, and therefore it is reserved to the federal government. Some states attack that, trying to be able to enforce immigration laws. And these same people that are out in the streets in Minneapolis fought that, right? They fought that as well, because they said the federal government's the only one that can do it. Now they're saying the federal government shouldn't do it, and they want to abolish ICE. They don't want any immigration laws. They don't want any immigration enforcement. And we really believe that that's going to be the path to someplace really special. We're having a difficult time providing for the population that we have now. We have an overrepresentation of individuals that live within the lower socioeconomic groups of this country. It's a fact. But for whatever reason, we can't come to grips with that, and we think that somebody's got a big fat paycheck somewhere to be able to finance all of this, which is not in the best interest of this country. Ellison goes on to say that there's all kinds of administrative procedure acts that are violated here, the equal sovereignty under the violation of equal sovereignty under the U.S. Constitution, violation of the First Amendment, unconstitutional retaliation in violation of the First Amendment, all kinds of things he throws in here. It's just a plethora, a jambalaya of claims. It's all gobbledygook, and it's all just showcasing and trying to tie the hands of federal authorities. And it's not going to work. They're wasting taxpayer dollars, more Minnesota money being thrown, out there, thrown away, not for any legitimate purpose at all. Then we have the mayor. Now, this guy is completely off the rails, right? He's talking about how everything is disproportionate. Well, I just outlined why. You're not honoring detainers. You're not assisting when there's a call for help, when, you know, they're outnumbered by the protesters. They're being pummeled with all kinds of objects. Their federal properties being damaged. They're trying to break into buildings. They're breaking into hotels. There was a reporter the other day who was trying to go down the street. They blocked his vehicle. They started beating on his vehicle. He's pleading and begging 911 to send somebody, and they won't send anybody out. Well, you've obviously made your position loud and clear. Federal authorities, you're on your own. There are no others. So think about this, and let's just state the obvious for a second. When you send that message, what would you anticipate the reaction to be? More people and more firepower. I know that in your simple mind, you really believe that those words are so threatening to the federal government that they're going to be so intimidated by you cursing at the podium and telling them to get the F out and this and that and everything else, that they're shaking in their boots and that they're going to run back to immigration headquarters inside the Beltway in D.C., never to visit Minneapolis or Minnesota again. You need to put those fairy tale books away and understand that's not going to happen. You are not going to intimidate federal law enforcement officials. They give in one, the show is done for them forever. Study history a little bit. And maybe, just maybe, you'll understand human nature just a little bit more clearly. So you've sent the message they are on their own. I could tell you exactly what's going to happen. I'd make the same decision. More firepower, more people. So we'll protect our own. We'll become more strategic in how we are going to selectively incapacitate the impact illegal immigrant that has a criminal record. And yes, you might see 25 officers show up at a scene. Not unlike when we go out to arrest a violent drug criminal on the streets. You may see 25 officers on a scene. Of course, that's against a citizen. So that's not as obnoxious to these activists as it is going against an illegal immigrant. I mean, that's basically where we find ourselves here. You can see some of the same strategies deployed against our own citizens. We keep hearing, you're separating families every time we make an arrest of an individual who has a wife, a common law, kids, or otherwise. What in the hell do you think's happening? You're separating a family. If that was the consideration, there would be little to no arrest made in this country ever. But for some unknown reason to me, this has taken a heightened level of importance when it comes to immigration. And what I can't figure out is what is so special about this class of people that they should have these additional rights over and above the rights that we have as U.S. citizens. It is absolutely crazy to me when I hear what people are talking about. U.S. citizens are at a disadvantage. No free phones, no free money, no free trips, no free hotels, no free anything. When they find themselves in similar circumstances, in fact, they are burdened with a birth certificate that says that they were born in the U.S. and that they are a card-carrying member of the United States. It is a burden. It is a burden to be born. Because now there's this assumption, and you just need to look at what's going on in New York with Mamdani and his crazy housing director of, you know, property rights. It's got to be for the collective good. What are you talking about? There's a lot of similarities in what's happening right now with the collective good argument relative to citizens versus illegals and how this is working. We have the church now preaching to us about morality. Really? A lot of what's going on in this country is because of the church. And because of the programs that they participated in, and they were paid very handsomely to deal with these issues in bringing individuals to this country and locating them in certain positions, a la the Somalis in Minnesota. We're talking about taking care of our brothers and sisters, and I would love to see the expenditure lists of the United States Catholic Church and how much money they're actually spending of their own money taking care of these people, not as a pass-through organization, an NGO, a non-governmental organization, being paid to give them somebody else's money. I will not be preached to about the morality of this issue by folks that aren't putting their money where their mouth is. We better wake up here real, real soon. Because this place that we call home, if this continues going down this path, you are not going to recognize it. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent, I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.